Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning. It's Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 30 degrees at 7:30 here on this Friday morning. South Carolina voters will head to the polls tomorrow to cast ballots in that state's Democratic primary election.
There are 54 pledged delegates up for grabs in South Carolina. The ballot will also have the names of 14 candidates, even though half of those have dropped out of the race. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg's name won't be on the ballot, though, and the primary doesn't allow write-in votes. While South Carolina doesn't have early voting, it does have absentee voting. All registered voters can participate in either party's primary regardless of political affiliation, and anyone casting a ballot must show photo ID. The South Carolina Republican Party voted in September to cancel its 2020 primary. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Kansas legislators are leaving their first big votes on the state's next annual budget, cutting income taxes and other medical use of marijuana to the second half of their annual session. The Senate hit the legislature's annual turnaround deadline yesterday with a debate on 20 bills touching on a wide range of topics. The House of Representatives completed its first half work on Wednesday. Most of the bills had to clear their chamber of origin yesterday to be considered further. But some big proposals didn't face the turnaround deadline, including tax cuts and legalizing medical marijuana and sports betting. Budget legislation is also exempt from this deadline.
Wichita man who accidentally shot and killed his cousin while showing off guns has been sentenced to 3 years in prison.
27-year-old Martin Ruiz Jr. was sentenced Wednesday in the death of 24-year-old Anthony Martinez. He pleaded guilty in December to involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors said several people were drinking alcohol in the backyard of a home on June 30, 2018, when Ruiz took a gun out of a bag of weapons and it went off when he pulled back the slide, striking Martinez. Prosecutors argued Ruiz was acting recklessly when he mixed alcohol with firearms. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett is looking for more effective ways to deal with people who have mental issues. He says too many wind up in jail or on the street. Bennett tells KNSS the state needs more mental health facilities.
Ideally, I'd love to have maybe six across the state. Larned and Osawatomie could serve the regions they're in. I'd love to see one down in Pittsburgh, Salina, Hayes. Maybe the one at Larned could serve southwest Kansas. And one in Wichita. Now, is that realistically going to happen? There are limitations to resources, but at the very least, we need more of a regional-based approach. So something in the metro Sedgwick County, south central Kansas area would be very, very helpful.
Mark Bennett is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KNSS.
Death row inmates in Oklahoma have filed a challenge to the state's new lethal injection protocols.
Oklahoma announced earlier this month that it obtained the lethal drugs needed to resume lethal injections following a five-year freeze over botched executions. Death row inmates won a lawsuit that was closed in 2015 pursuant to a joint stipulation reopened, arguing the state's still ill-prepared to resume executing inmates, that its new lethal injection protocols would violate inmates' constitutional rights. There are currently 47 inmates on death row in Oklahoma. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Police may have caught up with some kids who defaced history.
A 17-year-old boy is now facing some 11 felony counts of vandalism and one misdemeanor count of trespassing, as police in Plymouth, Massachusetts say he was the one who defaced Plymouth Rock. The historical landing site of the Mayflower was found with red spray paint all over it earlier this month. It has been cleaned up, but this teenager also hit several other sites nearby. Police caught up with the boy after reviewing hours of surveillance video from the area. The police chief said the boy arrested is a resident of the town of Plymouth. John Saucier, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A near-perfect start to the day across south-central Kansas with a clear sky. It's going to be sunny and breezy this afternoon with temperatures running well above normal or high near 60. clear tonight, to our low 34, then windy with a big warm-up tomorrow, our high near 70, upper 60s on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Right now we have a partly cloudy sky, 30 degrees, a west wind at 9 miles per hour. Well, if your company has huge phone bills from one of those national companies with lots of fees, if you're paying over $60 per line, you should call Ron and see what he can quote for you. VoxLink could possibly save up to 35% or more off your monthly bill. And one new business phone with each new account valued at $200. So call Ron at VoxLink. That's 844-VOXLINK. 844-869-5465. On the web at vox-link.com, VoxLink could have the answer for you. 735 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And Ted, next week we're going to be doing our big show, the Outdoor Living and Landscape Show, coming up next weekend.
1 week from today.
I want you to mark that on your calendar because this is the official start of spring, at least for us. When you will see vendors from all over the region in there showing off what they've got going on as far as lawn equipment, mowers, tractors, greeneries, nurseries, landscapers, plenty of display gardens. It's a great place to get some good ideas about what to do outdoors and maybe take care of the lawn, maybe even get a hot tub.
You can walk around the place for hours.
You betcha.
And see everything. It's pretty cool.
Now you can. There's parking at Gander Mountain Garage, and you can ride the shuttle if you don't want to. Negotiate the parking lot there at Century 2, but it's coming up Friday and Saturday and Sunday next weekend. And by the way, we will be giving away some tickets with Steve and Ted next week. So you can go to the show courtesy of Steve and Ted. We'll be down there if you want to come down and say hi. We have our usual place there for the Intercom people. Intercom is our company, and our radio stations are putting on the Outdoor Living and Landscape Show again this year. Took it over several years ago when somebody else was giving it up after years and years, and we said, no, we can do that show.
Keep it going.
So we're keeping it going.
We love to see all the folks that go to that every year.
Now, the first 100 paid adults through the door Friday and Saturday will get their very own wind chime, compliments of Stutzman's Growing Arena.
Hello. We always have people lined up. That's a great prize.
Right.
Yep, good stuff.
Coming up next weekend, the Outdoor Living and Landscape Show. 7:36 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and of course we've got the South Carolina primary coming up.
Yep.
And with us this morning to give us a little more information about that is Fox News Radio's Eben Brown. Good morning, Eben.
Good morning.
So we got the usual suspects. I mean, the Democrats are lined up to go. And is there a pronounced favorite going into this thing?
Well, Joe Biden continues to lead in polling, and that is to be expected. But what is not to be, I guess, expected, at least certainly not by him, was that the gap has been really closed. At one point, he had like a double digit in the 20s percentage point lead in South Carolina. This was supposed to be his fail-safe. You know, he wasn't going to do well in Iowa or New Hampshire or Nevada, but South Carolina was going to solidify him as being the candidate of choice of moderate Democrats, of minority Democrats. Now that standing is threatened. He still leads, but not as much as he used to. And if he doesn't win by a significant majority on Saturday's primary in South Carolina, I don't know how he gets enough momentum going into Super Tuesday to come out and still be viable going forward.
So Super Tuesday is this coming Tuesday, then?
Yeah, it's this Tuesday.
And how many primaries and caucuses do we have that day? Just a ton, I guess.
I think it's 14 different states, including Texas and California, which are big delegate prizes.
Right.
What's interesting to me, at least, is that in the past couple of years, Democrats have been making a big narrative push that they could turn Texas blue, the rise of Beto O'Rourke and the like. But none of the candidates, none of the big candidates are seeming to campaign much in Texas.
I would think that would be a place to go.
Biden will be in Texas for a little bit, I think, tomorrow.
Okay.
Or this weekend. But most of them are not spending Super Tuesday in Texas. Biden himself is planning on being in California, which is not something Democrats need to worry about in a general election. Bernie Sanders will go to his home state of Vermont for he'll campaign around the country, but he'll end up in Vermont Tuesday night. I believe Elizabeth Warren's going to Massachusetts, where she's from. So I'm not so sure that people are really campaigning hard for Texas anymore.
Well, President Trump's going to be in
in South Carolina, I believe, for a rally this weekend, right?
Tonight, I believe.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, anything on the Republican side is just one candidate, and that's it. I mean, they don't have a primary, I guess.
Pretty much. I mean, the president has had a challenge. I don't even want to call it a challenge. There are other challenging candidates. Bill Weld, the former governor of Massachusetts, and former Congressman Joe Walsh, who already suspended his campaign. But these have had limited to zero effect on the campaign results on the Republican side. So the president is moderately campaigning in the primaries, using them to demonstrate how much support he has among Republican voters, because before each primary, he seems to hold one of his trademark rallies that's attended by thousands, if not tens of thousands.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for your coverage this morning. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown talking about the South Carolina primary tomorrow, and then the big Super Tuesday coming up. We should find out pretty soon who the real front runners might be here for the Democratic presidential nomination. 7:40 now, Steve and Ted. Secret Sound Friday, Steve and Ted. We got one more. We're going to play the soundbite the one more time for the Secret Sound. Ed. Here is your clue.
Okay.
The design of this machine that can be found in school classrooms to this day has not changed much in over 100 years.
Okay.
Think you know what it is? Call us right now. 869-1330. 869-1330. And you could be the winner of a couple of pizzas from Papa John's Pizza. The Secret Sound with Steve and Ted here at 7:40 on a Friday morning. And coming up, we've got a Wichita Business Journal update, promoting and supporting women business. That's on the way. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
The Secret Sound. Secret Call now.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.